Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Chicago, Illinois. The leader of the Nation of Islam says that Jews are a cover for Satan. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam, says that the Jews who dominate the United States government and the banking system are always working to push America into war. And he says that he is trying to pull the cover off of Satan, referring to the Jews as the cover for Satan. Farrakhan told his followers that American Zionists are trying to push the United States and Israel into a war with Iran, and that he must pull the cover off of Satan so that Satan will never deceive the people of this world again. Abe Foxman, who is the national director for the Anti-Defamation League, said that Farrakhan is the bigot-in-chief of the Nation of Islam, an anti-Semite that is the Pied Piper of hatred towards the Jewish people. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam, has the characters of the last days correct, but not the facts, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In a speech to his followers, members of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the nation, spewed out his radical rhetoric against the Jewish people and referred to them as the cover for Satan. He said that the Jews in America, who Farrakhan said controls the U.S. government and the banking system in America, that United States Jews were trying to push America and Israel into a war with Iran. Farrakhan earlier also made the statement that the revolution in the Middle East among the Arab states will spread to the United States. Again, I say Farrakhan has the right characters for the end of times, but the details are wrong. The ancient Jewish prophets pre-wrote history, better known as prophecy, and they have the characters and the details of the future all correct. Satan will indeed be the one behind the scene orchestrating the events of the last days. That's Daniel chapter 10 and Revelation chapter 12. The Jews will be the prime focus of persecution during the days of judgment, the seven-year tribulation period. That's found in the book of Revelation, chapters 4 through 19. Islam will play a key role in how this persecution unfolds, and that's in Ezekiel 38 and Daniel 11. There will also be a war between the Jewish state of Israel and Iran, as foretold in Ezekiel 38:5, where Iran is mentioned by the name Persia. Farrakhan does have the characters right for the end of times drama, but he must learn from the Bible all of the details. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...